Chapter 2. New Friends. The yellow brick road took them through a thick forest. It began to get dark.
I can't see the road now, said Dorothy.
Look, said the Scarecrow. There's a little house. Let's go there.
There, Dorothy lay down on a bed of dry leaves with Toto beside her and slept. The Scarecrow was never tired or hungry or thirsty. He just stood and waited for morning. When Dorothy opened her eyes, it was sunny. She found water and washed and drank. She and Toto ate some of their bread. Then she heard a cry.
What was that?
She said.
Let's go and see,
said the Scarecrow. They heard another cry. There was a man made of tin. Toto barked and tried to bite him. He just hurt his teeth on the man's tin leg.
Did you cry out?
Asked Dorothy.
Yes, I did. Please get my oil can and oil me. It is in my house.
Dorothy ran to the little house and brought the oil can. She and the Scarecrow oiled the Tin Man.
Thank you,
he said.
I'm as good as new. But what are you doing here?
We are on our way to the Emerald City to see the Great Oz, said Dorothy. You see, I want to go back to Kansas, and the Scarecrow wants some brains.
The Tin Man thought for a while, then asked,
Can he give me a heart?
Let's ask him, said Dorothy.
So the Tin Man picked up his axe, put his oil can in Dorothy's basket, and started along the yellow brick road through the forest.
The Wicked Witch of the East made me like this,
said the Tin Man.
I can cut down trees as well as ever, but I have no heart. When I was like other men, I was in love and I was so happy. I am going to ask Oz if I can have a heart again.
As they walked through the forest, they heard animal noises among the trees. Dorothy's heart jumped.
Don't be afraid,
said the Tin Man.
Nothing can hurt the Scarecrow and me, and nothing can hurt you with the witch's kiss on your face.
But who is going to look after Toto?
Asked Dorothy.
We are,
said the Tin Man. Just then, a great lion jumped out at them. Toto barked loudly. The lion turned and looked at the little dog and opened its great mouth.
He's going to kill Toto!
Cried Dorothy. She ran up to the lion and hit it on the nose.
Stop it, you great big wicked lion! Don't bite my little Toto!
I didn't hurt him,
said the lion.
You hurt me.
You tried to bite me, answered Dorothy. You're just a great big coward.
I know,
said the lion and looked very sad.
I make a lot of noise and everybody is afraid of me, but my heart jumped when your little dog barked at me. He isn't a coward, is he? He tried to frighten me. He's got courage.
Then Dorothy told him about the Wizard of Oz.
Can he give me courage?
Asked the lion.
Come with us and ask him,
answered Dorothy.
You can help to keep the other animals away.
So they all walked along the yellow brick road. The lion and Toto were soon good friends, and they all spent the night under a large tree. In the morning, they all started again along the yellow brick road. But soon they came to a great ditch across the road.
What can we do?
Said Dorothy.
I don't know,
said the Tin Man.
I can jump over it, I think,
said the Cowardly Lion.
Then you can carry us across on your back, one at a time,
said the Scarecrow.
Well, I can try,
said the Lion.
Who wants to go first?
I do,
said the Scarecrow.
Nothing can hurt me, so I'm not afraid.
The Scarecrow sat on the lion's back, and the great animal jumped to the other side. The lion took Dorothy next, with Toto in her arms. Then the lion went back a third time and brought the Tin Man. The forest was very thick and dark on this side of the ditch.
The Kalidas live here,
said the Cowardly Lion.
Big animals with heads like tigers and teeth like knives. I'm very afraid of them.
Then they came to another ditch, wider than the first.
I can't jump across this,
said the Lion.
Cut that big tree down, Tin Man,
said the Scarecrow.
We can use it as a bridge.
Good,
said the Lion.
You talk like a man with brains, Scarecrow.
The Tin Man soon cut the tree almost through. Then the Lion pushed it. It fell across the ditch like a bridge. They began to cross it. But just then, two Kalidas ran out of the forest. The Cowardly Lion was afraid, but he stood at the end of the bridge and kept the Kalidas back. Then he ran across too.
Now, Tin Man, use your axe!
Shouted the Scarecrow. The tree fell into the ditch. It took the ugly Kalidas with it. They went on their journey very happy. The yellow brick road led them to a field of red poppies. The smell of these flowers sends people to sleep. Soon, Dorothy's eyes began to close.
The smell of the flowers is making me sleepy too,
said the Lion.
And look, Toto is asleep as well.
The Scarecrow and the Tin Man were not sleepy.
Run!
Said the Scarecrow to the Lion.
And get out of this field! We can carry Dorothy and Toto, but you are too heavy!
They made a chair with their hands and carried Dorothy and Toto through the flowers, but the Cowardly Lion fell asleep very near the end of the poppy field.
Poor Lion,
said the Tin Man sadly.
He was a coward, but he was a good friend. But we must go on.
They carried Dorothy and Toto to a pretty place beside the river. Just then, they saw a great ugly cat with its eyes on a little gray mouse.
I have no heart,
said the Tin Man.
But I know it is wrong to hurt that poor little mouse.
So he killed the cat with his axe.
Thank you,
said the mouse.
I am the king of the mice. What can I do for you?
The Scarecrow said quickly,
You and your mice can bring our friend, the Cowardly Lion, out of the poppy field.
The king brought hundreds of mice. The Tin Man cut down some trees and made a cart. The Tin Man and the Scarecrow pushed the lion onto the cart. Then the mice pulled the cart out of the poppy field. Dorothy, Toto, and the lion all woke up and thanked the mice.